The psalm this morning, what a perfect psalm for Easter Sunday, for Resurrection Sunday. Psalm 89, and I'm looking this morning at verses 15 through 18. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. What is the joyful sound? He is risen! He is risen indeed. Amen. This morning I was watching television, a Christian program, and they were doing a depiction of Jesus on the cross, and it was beautiful. It was one of those, what do you call it when the people aren't real, but they look real? Mannequins? No, not mannequins. Stephen, come on, you should know. Jim, you techie people. Well, yeah, kind of like a character, but they look really real. There's a word for it. Animated, but it's even a higher tech. I'll get it. I'll tell you next week. I'll spend the whole week looking that up now. You know I will. Anyway, as I looked at it, I was really touched by what Jesus went through. And it was really something, people. I mean, my goodness. They showed the nails in his hands as he hung on the cross. And I don't know, it was just more graphic than I'd ever seen before. And I thought, thank you, Jesus. And then I thought, what must have been going through your mind? And I did the last words on Friday night. I was able to share on the last words where Jesus says, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And I started thinking of that. And you know, after everything he went through, Jesus could have just as well said, after he finished saying, it is finished, he could have looked at Father God and he could have said, really? Really? Maybe that's what one of us might have said. Really? Did you really have to put me through all this? But instead, he looked with a beautiful, humble spirit in Jesus, in the Father's eyes, and he said, Father, again, relationship. He knew who he was, and he knew who his Father was. And he still shows trust as he said, into thy hands, I volitionally commit my spirit. Wow, that is the joyful sound. That's it. That's what it's all about. And as I said Friday night, he did it all that we might have that same blessed, precious, precious relationship with our Father God. He loves us. He loves us, and we call him Abba. We call him Abba Father. So if we know it, then let's look at what the psalm says about it. It says, if you know this, if you know this joyful sound, they shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. Yay! We get to walk in the light of his countenance. Number two, in thy name shall they rejoice all the day. We have the privilege of rejoicing. Yay! And in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. Number three. Yay, 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 yay. In his righteousness, not in my own. Not in your own, Joseph. You don't have any. Jim, you don't have any either. And Dean, not even you. You don't have any either. Our righteousness, our true righteousness is in him. Amen. And that's the best righteousness you can get. Amen. And the psalm goes on to say, for thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our king. Is he your king? Yes. He's my king too. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the joyful sound. Amen. Let's stand and let's say it together. From the Passion Translation, we'll hear it just a little bit differently. Oh Lord, how blessed are the people who experience the shout of worship, for they walk in the radiance of your presence. We can do nothing but leap for joy all day long. For we know who you are and what you do, and you've exalted us on high. The glory of your splendor is our strength. Your marvelous favor makes us even stronger, lifting us even higher. You are our King, the holiest one of all. Your wraparound presence is our protection. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Put his wraparound presence right around you right now.
Amen.
As you lift your hands in worship.